Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Maid franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Maid Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We will cover the history of the business and share insights on the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that is yours for the taking.
Welcome to the Molly Maid Canada podcast. I am your host, Fiona Steins. On today's episode, we welcome Mike Kaberski, who is the Director of Franchise Success at Molly Maid. Thanks for being with us today, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Fiona.
So to get us started, can you please explain to us what a Director of Franchise Success does?
Sure. So I guess from an overall perspective, I guess I'm responsible for the growth and development of the Molly Maid brand. So making sure that we're performing from a sales perspective, that they're engaged and satisfied in operating the business, and that we maintain a level of kind of compliance in the system that made us the brand we are today. That's kind of an over high level, but it also includes, you know, ensuring our franchise partners are successful, always looking for constant improvements in the system. And then a big piece of it also is the people management, both from a team level, internally with our franchise success team and our franchise partner level, making sure that everybody, we manage a bunch of different personalities at once. So that's kind of my role in a nutshell.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I guess a big part of that would also be, really identifying and working within a certain culture. So can you describe to us what the culture is at Molly Maid?
Sure. I mean, I think the culture here is great, but it's constantly evolving. We have a set of great franchise partners who contribute to the positive culture that we have here. But also we're bringing in new franchise partners that are coming to the system and helping us shape what our future culture will look like. So we have a lot of personalities and we have a lot of different franchise partners that run their business, and the culture aspect of it will be different in every level. But I think we have a great mix of tenured franchise partners as well as new franchise partners coming into the system that will bring something new that are a little more or that may be a little bit different than what we've been doing in the past.
I got you. That makes perfect sense. And, change is always exciting. And I know this from obviously my role is that we have had quite a number of our franchise partners retiring out because we have been in business for over 40 years. So we are seeing a lot of newcomers, new franchise partners coming in. And so it is a very exciting time for Molly Maid for sure.
Absolutely.
Mike, can you tell us what would be three key drivers to operating a successful Molly Maid franchise?
Sure. I mean, there's a lot that actually goes into, operating a successful Molly Maid franchise. I think some of the biggest ones that if I had to narrow them down would be obviously the willingness to follow the Molly Maid blueprint. We've been doing this for a long time. We've been the industry leader for many, many years. And we have a blueprint that we have designed over those years, and we understand what it takes. So the willingness to understand that your franchisor has your best interests in mind, and they have a game plan or a blueprint that you can follow. And if you do follow that, there's a really high likelihood that you're going to succeed and your franchise will be successful. So I think that's probably the first one. Another one might be, I think, understanding what grows your business is a big part of it. Focusing your time on what makes the biggest impact in your franchise. Certain franchises are really good at some things and not so great at others, and vice versa across the entire network. So understanding what it is that you do well, what grows your business, and focusing your time on that part of the business so you have the greatest impact. I think that's the second one. And then the third one could be the first one as well, but understanding the importance of your teams. I think that's, we are a labor-intensive company. We rely heavily on our labor, and understanding how important that is to the success of your franchise sometimes goes under the radar. Obviously there's a saying, Jim McKenzie says that if businesses aren't successful, people are. And it's true. People are the ones that make this successful. Without our teams, without our HSPs and the dedication that they put into this business, the likelihood of your franchise being successful is very low. So I think those three are probably the three I would lean on the most.
Makes sense. I mean, absolutely. One thing I think that if individuals are looking at a franchise model is, following system. You know, that is one of the key aspects of buying into a system. So I think Molly Made has a system that has evolved and improved over 43 years, and it's a proven system. So
yeah, absolutely. I think that's probably the biggest part of it, is that when you buy into a franchise business, you're buying it because you're not doing it on your own. You're buying it because you're going to get the knowledge of everyone collectively in the company, and everybody that's been there before, the franchise partners themselves, everybody's been through it. So it's not, you don't have that, you know, that fear of starting out on your own and starting from ground zero to build it up. You have a really strong foundation, a base and knowledge. So you can buy into that and leverage the brand, but not only the brand, but the systems behind the brand.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you're right. From my experience, I do believe that individuals who follow that system and don't waste time trying to change it are the ones that are most successful. So absolutely a key driver. So Mike, tell us a little bit about what you feel the future of Molly Made is going to look like.
So I think the future for Molly Made is extremely bright. I mean, the demand for our business has never been higher. The pandemic has shifted kind of the way we view cleaning and cleanliness. You know, we currently have probably the highest demand for a service that we've ever had. And those trends don't seem to be stopping anytime soon. The future is trying for us to keep up with that busy demand and find ways to service every client that comes to us with a need. We are in the business of servicing clients and providing a service that gives people back their time, that allows, people to care for their loved ones who are elderly. So the pandemic has shifted that definitely in our favor. We've been able to meet the demand, and we'll continue to strive to do that. But the future of the brand looks probably stronger than it ever is, because the way we look and do things right now is just so much different than we did 2 years ago. And I don't see that stopping anytime soon. I think for the foreseeable future, this is going to be the market that drives results, just because of what the pandemic has shifted us to.
Absolutely. I would agree with that. And it's funny, because as soon as you said that, those first couple of lines that the future looks bright, I almost wanted to put my glasses on, my sunglasses, because it reminds me of that song.
Yeah.
Anyways, that is very exciting. It's exciting for Molly Made and what the future growth potential has within our organization.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us today?
I mean, if I had to think of anything else, I would just kind of reiterate the fact that, I mean, now is the time to be looking at partnering with Molly Made. I think because of the demand for our business, and we have some of the greatest franchise partners I've worked with. I've been in franchising for 14 years now, and the people that are in the people make the system, and our franchise partners are some of the best I've worked with. They're some of the strongest in terms of teams and business sense that I've had the pleasure to work with. I just think there's never been a better time to become a Molly Made franchisee or franchise partner and be one of the team, because we're really looking to take this to the next level. And I think we need the people, like I said, the people are going to make this successful. And we look for anyone that has a love for business, a love to service the community, a love to kind of make a difference in people's lives. I think that's what Molly Made's all about. And we look for those type of people to bring into our system.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, thanks so much for agreeing to meet with me today and for being with us. I really appreciate it. And if you are interested and would like to connect with me about a Molly Made franchise, please visit our website, mollymade.ca. Or feel free to send me an email at franchiseopportunities at mollymaid.ca. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. If you are interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Maid Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.